Smaller communities in Oklahoma and Missouri were hit by high-powered tornadoes over the weekend. At least 22 people were killed. One storm likely delivered a death blow to a town that struggled against all odds for decades to survive. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports.
Lots of people in Pitcher, Oklahoma, thought that the mountains of lead mining waste piled all around the town protected them from tornadoes. But when one drilled straight through here Saturday evening, Teresa Morris, her husband, teenage son, and three-year-old daughter had to ride it out in the bathroom.
Electricity went out, and it was completely dark in here. And then all of a sudden, it was like bright, like right now, and I thought, oh, the electric came back on. And I started looking around, just keeping still and looking around, knowing the wind was still going. And I thought, the electric did not come back on. The ceiling's gone.
In fact, most of the house is gone, smashed and sheared off right at the foundation. About half of Pitcher looks that way. A couple of blocks away, Donella Dunning stands in the rubble of her house, and she's grieving for her neighbors.
The lady down the street, she was a young mother, and she's gone. And they're all close people in Pitcher.
Nearby, Sue Siegel, a grade school teacher here, is picking through her belongings, dressed in a storm-soiled Pitcher, Oklahoma t-shirt, and clutching a weathered scrapbook.
I'm a Pitcher fan, as you can tell. That's what my house looked like.
You?
Yes. This is where I was married at. This is the house I lived in when I grew up.
But Pitcher, Oklahoma was already hurting. It had once been the nation's largest Superfund site, a place where many children tested with high levels of lead in their bodies. It was a town prone to cave-ins. From years of overzealous mining, the population dwindled here from about 20,000 to 800. The federal government was in the process of buying out the last diehards when the tornado came to finish the place off.
I mean, you can't go no more down. All you can do is go up, you know what I mean?
As Melissa Kirk digs through the splintered rubble of her daughter's house, she's thinking of her seriously injured parents and a cousin who tried to drive his family to safety.
His sister came too. She was blown out in the middle of field. But they found his wife and she's dead and they don't know about him.
Oh my God!
Suddenly, one of the women working here finds an excited, grubby little puppy in the wreckage.
We've been digging for her all day.
But while there were a lot of small finds and even some momentary happiness in Pitcher yesterday, Pitcher wasn't the only place hit by the storm. The same system that wrecked Pitcher bore down on the Seneca, Missouri area a few minutes later. It slammed straight into Bill Lance's bridal shop and feed store, flinging cars and big trucks half a mile across a broad green field behind the shop and blowing some of the dresses 60 miles downwind.
This is just stuff. You know, you can replace it or not, you know, but you can't do that with people.
And Lance lost people here. People he knew heading for a wedding when they pulled into his parking lot to take refuge from the raging storm.
I had next-door neighbor's mother and sister, brother-in-law, and nephew were all killed. It's kind of a bad deal.
Bill Lance says he'll rebuild, but it's unlikely that anyone back in Pitcher, Oklahoma will. The sad town itself will likely be counted among the casualties of last weekend's tornadoes. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in northeastern Oklahoma.